Hello and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and today I'm going to be reviewing the voice of Charlize Theron.
It takes a French man to sometimes point out things you don't know about yourself.
Now the actress Charlize Theron has been around for quite some time and I think she's had quite a striking career. I remember I think I first saw her in Devil's Advocate and then some years later in a movie called Monster and she you couldn't believe it was the same person. She was... she's quite a stunning, you know, person to look at because she's very kind of classically beautiful, if you like. She looks good on camera. And I guess she's played some very feminine roles, but the part she played in Monster was kind of very different and it was very kind of... it's very visceral performance and so she really had to dig deep and she brought out some unique flavors in the way she used her voice as well as her physicality. So, you know, both of those films are in kind of contrast as a performer, as an actor myself as well. I really appreciate how she was able to do that convincingly in both. So let's have a little listen to her voice because it's not a bad idea to just check out how she speaks naturally herself.
Like, maybe I didn't know that. So that was eye-opening. Thank you.
First thing I noticed is she's very upright. She's really pristine posture. She looks like someone who does yoga. She's sitting cross-legged on this couch and she's very naturally upright. And so people that do yoga tend to be able to, you know, they've got their hips are kind of open and relaxed and so they can sit upright with their legs crossed. I find that very difficult. I have to do a lot of work on my hips and I've got, I guess, quite a long body and short legs and so I sort of kind of get pulled over and I guess maybe also the sort of exercises that I do need to be counterbalanced with extra work, but she seems very comfortable sitting upright and she's got a long body and kind of broad shoulders too, so that suggests that there is a torso there that's able to breathe very effortlessly and breathe very naturally, and that's always something worth thinking about as a speaker, is that your voice is hugely affected by how you use your breath. Yoga is a great practice for finding space and length in your body and relaxation, or sometimes. But to have this relaxation that you can just sit in a posture so upright and unrestricted and not being pulled around and without feeling tension, so your voice can still flow, shows quite a lot about how her inner world is working and how well her breath must be functioning. So with the breath in place and this good alignment, she's clearly able to just be free. And one thing I notice about this video here is that she's very dynamic. She really uses a lot of ups and downs in her register. Let's have a listen.
That maybe the phrase I overuse is magic word or phrase is magical.
Magical?
Like, maybe I didn't know that.
Magical? Know that?
Like, maybe I didn't know that. So that was eye-opening. Thank you. It takes a French man to sometimes point out things you don't know about yourself.
Yeah, I mean, she looks a bit like Sharon Stone. Yes, quite a clear voice, isn't it? Very clear. There's nothing like she's not really sinking down there and she's not pushing, but she's going up into her nasal register, nose, like up into a head voice, you might say, and she's dropping down here as well. She's able to float quite fluidly, and I guess you get that from being, again, relaxed and comfortable in your skin and just, you know, being free. There's a great book called Freeing the Natural Voice by a person called Kristen Linklater, who unfortunately died just I think a year or 2 years ago, but she wrote the book on voice many years ago, back in the 70s I think, and she worked in the States a lot. She's a Scottish lady, and actually interestingly enough she trained at the school that I'm going to train at next year. I would have been this year, but anyway, different story. So Kristen Linklater wrote this book, Freeing the Natural Voice, and it was aimed primarily at actors and also has been used by public speakers and voice coaches like myself many times over the years, because some of the things that she discovered and worked on and workshopped just so happened to unlock a lot of unnecessary tension in the body and help people to find a good alignment that just allows the voice to be free. And a lot of it is by using the imagination. And so I think as an actor herself, Charlize Theron, she's very good at using her imagination with her voice. So it's not that she's aiming to control it and go, I'm going to go up here and I'm going to go down there. But she's just so free that the colour is she's playful. And she's able to be playful because she's not trying to control it and she's not trying to restrict it. If you force a pitch or, you know, a change in you know, the placement of your voice, it does sound a bit tense and it can be get a little bit strained. But if you're really free, it will just happen without you thinking about it. And this is a one great thing I'd take from Charlize Theron about the voice, is that when you find a relaxation in your body, when you find a freedom to focus on the people you're speaking to, the voice does its thing. It's the same as breath. If you set up your belly to be relaxed, your ribs to be kind of limber, and your spine to be free, then the voice and the head, neck and shoulders to be, you know, relaxed and everything's in a good position, then the voice will flow much more easily than if it were trying to be controlled or trying to be manipulated or trying to be. It's this idea of trying versus being free. Trying and having control is a bit like closing your fist, but having freedom and ease is a bit like just allowing the waves of vibration to leave your body. And that's what happens. And that's why actors get to be so playful, because they forget about their instrument. They do the voice work, they do the training like I do on this channel, and then they take it away, forget about that work. That's done. You know, you've done your exercises. Now you're going to perform and to speak or wherever you are with it. And it just happens. It just comes out and you have to trust it at that point. And so my biggest takeaway from Charlize Theron is she's clearly trained, she's clearly very playful, and she has a free and easy voice because she allows relaxation and space in her body. And there's lots on this channel that can help you with that. You can look at videos on relaxation, you can look at videos on resonance, and the ones on resonance that might be quite useful for you. Also on the breath and breathing. And some of the warm-ups I have here too could also be useful to get your entire body moving and limber, so then you are able to feel free and to respond naturally in the moment, like Charlize Theron, and just be playful and go ahead and be more dynamic. Right, I hope that's useful, I hope that's interesting. And if you have any thoughts or suggestion or doubts on this video, then please leave a comment below and I'd love to hear from you. Anyway, until the next time, my name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice.
I have so many tales to tell.